what's your take on the current situation with the Iranians in Israel, with these terror attacks that are taking place around the world? What do you feel is the message that Iran is trying to send, and how serious is this kind of cold war between these countries getting?
Well, I mean, it is very serious. I think it's been serious for quite some time, and the existence of this cold war, as you appropriately call it, is something which has been known to researchers and others for some years now. So this is the latest episode, so to speak, in a known phenomenon. Well, the Iranians clearly believe that Israel is responsible for the killings of a number of Iranians associated with the nuclear program in recent months and weeks in Iran itself. And so as far as they're concerned, they are now clearly mobilizing some of their own assets and resources across the world to try to hit back, as they see it, and to strike at Israeli and Jewish targets. Again, this is not without precedent. The Islamic Republic of Iran has a long history of paramilitary and terrorist activities in third countries, so to speak, in Europe and in Asia and elsewhere. And this is an example of that. So none of the details ought to surprise anybody who's watching Middle East processes carefully. The Cold War between Iran on the one hand and the West and its allies on the other has been the key strategic process taking place in the Middle East over the last decade, and this is the latest chapter in it, I think.
And as far as the sort of intensity of it, we saw last October there was reports that the Iranians were trying to pull off a terror attack in D.C., now we see these incidents taking place literally around the world against Israeli targets. What does that maybe tell you as far as the sort of the tension, as it were, especially in light of the nuclear program, and kind of where does that sort of put this whole thing in terms of a are we getting close to the end game there?
I don't think we are necessarily close to the end game. I think things are intensifying because the Iranians, of course, are moving closer, although they are still some way away, we are told, from a nuclear weapons capacity. I think that there is a rising intensity. I think that, as I said, the killings of Iranian nuclear scientists, I think, galvanized the Iranians into wanting to act. If we think of the incidents which you mentioned, I mean, first of all, the plan to kill the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., which was recently revealed, and then also the attempts to hit Israeli targets. Of course, what they have all been pretty much uniformly characterized by is failure and a certain ham-fistedness, a certain sense of amateurishness, which, again, shouldn't surprise us. This is something which, has characterized certain Iranian and Hezbollah of international operations in the past. Not always, but sometimes. There's a sense in which the Iranians do have a sense of urgency. Perhaps they try to activate a little bit too quickly with regard to these Israeli targets, and so there was a certain lack of professionalism. It is intense. Look, we are, this is an intense process. It's not anywhere near over yet, I don't think, but it certainly is at one of its heightened moments at the present time.
So in your mind, what then is sort of what was the motivation behind these attempts from Iran? Is it simply revenge? Is it deterrence?
I think that it is both revenge and an attempt to build deterrence. Yeah, I think there is... Look, the way to see it, I think, is the following. Just like the previous, the Cold War between the U.S. and the Soviets, this Cold War also has a number of different layers to it. It has, of course, a political and diplomatic and economic aspect, and we can think of the sanctions programs against Iran and the attempts to intensify those and the attempts by Iran's allies and friends to get around the sanctions. It has a conventional military aspect to it, and we can think of the war Israel fought in Lebanon in 2006, and also Operation Cast Lead in Gaza, as kind of conventional military expressions, so to speak, of this Iranian versus Israel, or Iranian versus the West Cold War. And there is also a parallel to that constantly going along, so to speak, a kind of covert or secret war aspect, which just occasionally we members of the public, so to speak, get to glimpse a part of when something big emerges from that, or when something goes wrong. And this is an ongoing aspect of that much larger struggle. And within that context, yes, I think the Iranians wanted to hit back to try to call, to show that they are not helpless. If they're struck at, they can also hit back, and also to create deterrence. Yeah, I think so.
And in your mind, then, what do you feel like is the likely Israeli response to this? They seem to have actually been relatively measured so far. Do you feel like this is going to raise the tensions even further, though, with, on their part?
Well, I think it raises the tensions further. I think the obvious Israeli response will be to try to beef up to, security, you know, at facilities throughout the world, and I would imagine that that has happened. There's an awareness that an attack is, you know, a sort of an attack is imminent or is taking place, and so defensive measures will be put in place. And beyond that, I don't think Israel will want necessarily to react immediately tactically to every act by the Iranians. Israel prefers, I think, to set the agenda, so to speak, in this struggle. And if we assume for a moment, we don't know, of course, if we assume for a moment that Israel is responsible for these various attempts to sabotage and slow down the Iranian nuclear program through covert means, and I would imagine that if Israel is responsible for those measures, then those measures will continue at a time and place when Israel finds it useful to continue them.
And looking ahead on this issue, do you expect more attacks from Iran? Do you expect more high-profile incidents, or do you feel like things will kind of calm down for a little while now?
Things may calm down for a while. We can't know. We can't predict on a day-to-day level. What we can predict, though, is to say that this is a struggle which, you know, is by no means done. So it's almost inevitable whether we get to hear about every incident or not. You know, I would say it is almost inevitable, or inevitable, in fact, that there will be further acts in this war, because this war is, you know, in a certain sense, may indeed only just be getting going. You know, it's certainly not nowhere near its end. It certainly may well not yet have reached its height. So, yes, there will be further incidents we can predict with accuracy. When, where, and what, of course, we can't predict.
And maybe on a much broader level, kind of in a general sense, the Iranians just had the IAEA in town, and they were very disappointed in the Iranians' lack of cooperation. But then the Iranians also sent a letter to the P5+1 to try and restart negotiations. Mm-hmm. Then the Iranians send ships to Syria. You've got all these attacks going with Israel. Is Iran a bit schizophrenic right now, or are they trying to buy time? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think they're schizophrenic. I think they are trying to buy time. I think they've been doing these kind of activities or joint activities for years now. As the sense in which, on the one hand, Iran is entirely recalcitrant and secretive and ends up having facilities it never declared, you know, discovered by intelligence means and whatnot. And at the same time, Iran claims to be willing to negotiate, claims to want to get back to talking and so on in order to buy time. This has been the modus operandi of the Iranians really ever since the nuclear program was first revealed back in 2002-2003. And so I think that that's going to carry on. I think it's worked fairly well for them because, of course, the Iranians are aware that there is a desperate desire on the part of the West and the U.S. administration and the Europeans to avoid confrontation or the necessity of confrontation with Iran. So there's a willingness to kind of clutch at straws whenever some kind of reasonableness seems to emanate from Iran. Then that tends to buy them more time because everyone then says, well, we've got to sort of examine this possibility before we can move further. In the meantime, of course, they're moving closer day by day to nuclear capability. And also, as you correctly pointed out, they are aggressively and actively supporting their allies across the region, both materially and in terms of expertise. And the latest deliveries of weapons, apparently, to the Syrians in their ongoing war against their own population is a latest example of that.